Hi, and welcome to Things We Learn on a Monday Morning, a podcast about my learnings and a conversation with friends who learn as well. So, this episode, I wanted to cover something slightly different based on the fact that we've covered a plethora of of topics from fatherhood to creative learnings to business learnings and navigating life and all those things. And thank you so much for your comments and interactions, whether it be in person or online. It's been so helpful. And so if you are following me on or watching this video on YouTube, leave a comment. I'd love to hear from you. Like, comment, subscribe. Great to hear from you. If you are listening to Apple Podcasts or Spotify, please leave a comment as well. Or if you want to contribute to this pod, then you can email me at jason@creativefluencesite.com. We'd love to hear from you and just add value to this pod because your voice matters. So, yes, thank you. And having said that, I thought for this episode, let's pick up on something slightly different. Because of the job that I do and the job my wife does, we have the opportunity to travel from time to time, whether it be an extended period of time, maybe a couple of weeks, or maybe a short trip. We have the opportunity to travel, which then leaves one or the other in charge of the ship. And the ship with the crewmates, which is the kids, and the household, just keeping things going. And there's some amazing learnings and things which we've discovered in our journey. And I thought I want to share it with you and would love to hear from you things that helps you guys function when your partner is away and helps keep everything afloat. And so these are three things that I've learned and I would love to share them with you. And hope you enjoy. So the first thing I've learned is preparation. This is how I'll frame it. Preparation gets you through it even when you don't want to. And this has helped me, preparation in particular, has helped me tons. Because when we don't prepare, it's often in those moments of difficulty and struggles when the preparation or the lack thereof comes through and the frustration happens. And then you are forced to pick yourself up even more to get things done. And I've burnt my fingers quite a few times on this and decided, no, I have to prepare. So preparation is extensive from meal prep for the week, what we can eat for the week. And this has to go in conjunction with what the girls have at school, because we are privileged to send them to a school where they get a cooked meal and a very good meal in the day. And so obviously what they eat at night, you don't want to double up on it, because then they won't eat. They just want peanut butter bread, which is fine. I don't mind peanut butter bread, but it's good to give them something wholesome. So meal prep. My job, or I would do, is like I said, plan the week, plan the meals for the week, meatless Mondays, pasta, red meat, white meat, soups, all this type of stuff. Plan it out in the week and navigate the palates, but also prepping their clothes, so packing up clothes the night before, which I guarantee you, when the girls wake up and say, no, we don't want to wear that. And in our house, they have an opportunity, they can voice what they want to wear, within reason, obviously. If it's storming outside, they're not going to wear a dress, a short sleeve dress. That doesn't make any sense. No. With Wellingtons. No. So there's within reason. But they get a choice to choose what they wear to school. And then packed lunches. I usually pack it, well, some parts of it the night before, but most of the perishable parts on the morning. And prepping their bags the night before. So when it's like one fluid motion. Because I know when my wife is away, getting the girls, both of them ready, it's like you have to weave in time or plan in time for the, oh, I don't want to wake up, daddy. I don't want to go to school. Yes. So preparation, I have to prepare for that, which is fun. That is fun. So having that scheduling in place is very, very important. And then also having their school calendar, that is already prepped up by the school, but having all of their stuff, whatever they need for those activities at school, needs to be packed and ready for them. Because I know when I did not do all of these things, and on the last one, I forgot a few things that should have been put in, but also the anxiety and the stress of getting things done on the last is huge. And it is stressful. And if you're trying to get things done, get them out of get everyone out of the house by a particular time, and then also getting them ready and navigating how they're feeling for the day, it just piles on top of each other and it just becomes too much, and then we lose tempers, and it's just not worth it. So number one, preparation is huge, and it gets you through when you don't want to. Yeah, and this last trip has been that sort of a challenge, is that when I was tired and exhausted, it's just luckily when you've prepped in advance, and even when I don't feel like doing it, after they go to bed, I prep everything, and then in the morning it's a lot easier, and I'd rather rest later after I've prepped, because that little half an hour of time of prepping saves me many more hours of challenge and stress later on. Yeah, preparation. Number two, milestones matter. So yes, milestones. So this is something which I've recently applied more frequently, is that building into the journey while mom is away or dad is away, building milestones into it. So now the milestones of meltdown milestones. In other words, giving space for them to have moments where they can just let things go. Because my girls, we don't like video calls too much. 2-minute video calls, 5-minute video calls with either myself or Michelle's been away. Yeah, 2 minutes. It's like, hey, hi, bye. Okay, bye. Our day's been good, but thank you. Goodbye. That's how they are. But they'll have other moments where I miss you, mommy. I miss you, daddy. And so build into their schedule moments where they, you know, have moments of meltdown. But also those milestones, also like food milestones. So like this particular trip, they love 2-minute noodles. Now they don't get it from us necessarily. They may get it from granny and they have it with their cousin. And so that's the link, the emotional link between. So it's a good memory. It's good food in that sense, even though nutritional value is not the highest, but there's an emotional connection there. So this week, they said, daddy, they were feeling low on the Monday. I said, okay, cool. Let's have 2-minute noodles. And they were so excited. They're like, yeah, we love 2-minute noodles. And so that was supper. I didn't have 2-minute noodles. I had something else, but they enjoyed their 2-minute noodles. And so it kind of, it lessened the anxiety. It lessened the angst of, or the sadness of missing mom. And in maybe another moment, I picked them up from school and I have a surprise ready for them. Like it's a marshmallow or a chocolate muffin, which I baked, and then you just cut it up and, you know, see, or popcorn with a marshmallow, a small marshmallow in it. So like you build those things into your week. And so those milestones they look forward to. Or scheduling milestones, like they do EduKinetics and Playball. And those are on specific days. And so knowing that when those are on those particular days, those are X amount of days. You can count the days till mommy comes up. So in other words, maybe Playball's on a Thursday and mommy's coming home on a Saturday. Hey, it's Playball's on Thursday, so that's 3 days away from when mommy comes home. So that way they can navigate and manage the expectations. We tried the board of, you know, having a cardboard box or board, sorry, with say mommy's away for 2 weeks, then it's 14 days or a week, 7 days, and you can cross out each day until mommy comes home. Sometimes it works with him, sometimes it doesn't. So we just avoided using that thing. So yeah, but building milestones into your space. So into your the time while your partner's away, is just to help navigate and mitigate angst. Well, not necessarily mitigate, but navigate and how to give voice to the anxiety and kind of give an outlet for it. So and then number three is the support system. Have an amazing support system, whether it be friends or family. And I know for some of you, some of us, you may not have family around, but we are in the fortunate position of having family around, so I can send the granny to come help. Or granny, can you come help quickly with bathing them and just being here while I get other things done, or I need to go to a meeting? Then they are present. So that really helps, really, really helps navigate all the challenge. But like I said, if you don't have family, then find friends or navigate. If you can have friends that love kids that you can just either have a play date with, and even if you're going there to the place and they can play with the kids and you can have adult conversation, or if you can drop them off, that'll be great. Then you can have a moment's rest and peace to recoup, refresh, which ties into the video I want to share anyway. You actually have to give yourself a break. And doing these three things helps with that, but particularly also with the support system. Like, you will not get everything right. You can prep how much, but we are not robots. We are people, and your kids are people. So nothing goes according to plan, but you can set yourself up enough to to show up well in those spaces, and that is by prepping and planning. But you got to give yourself a break. Take a moment, give yourself a break. So if you can find a spot where your kids can go to, or family or friends, then it'll be good to do. So yeah. So there's a video I want to show you, which is like 57 seconds, so it's quite short. It's a really, really cool vid. It's animation to it, but it really kind of ties everything up, or hopefully it gives you or invites you into a space where you can give yourself a break. Like I said, because you're never going to get everything right, nor should you try. But you need to give yourself a break, because if you don't rest, whether it be a 10-minute coffee, 20-minute power nap, or that hour, 2 hours of your kids are alone with someone else in terms of play date, you can never optimally address the challenges of life if you don't do it from a place of rest. If you don't recharge, recoup, refresh, and set yourself up in the best way to think analytically, to address things wisely. But if you're in a constant state of stress and anxiety, you're not going to think straight. You're not going to, show your best self in those spaces. And you and I have the ability to navigate life challenges. It's in within us, but we don't set ourselves up in the right way to address it, because we've got so much going on. So this short little clip, which I found so cute and hilarious, is something that you should look into, or hopefully it encourages you to take that moment of rest, because things will get done.
I used to always feel this pressure to have the most productive, mind-blowing, non-stop, action-packed day. And when I couldn't reach that impossibly unattainable goal, I would get really upset with myself. But then one day I decided, my mental health means more to me than my productivity. I'm not a machine, and I don't want to be. If this is my one little life on this floaty circle rock, then I want to spend it honoring my body and my feelings. Sometimes that means running a marathon, and sometimes that means just getting out of bed. And both are pretty tight, in my opinion. Anyway, this is your reminder to give yourself a break. You have so many days to do so many things. Whatever you're supposed to get done is gonna get done. I promise. I love you so much. So, so, so much. Bye.
Yes, Hack of the Day is back. Hack of the Day is back. Oh my goodness. It's been out of the pods for a while, episodes for a while, but I thought I'll bring it back in because it's a good segment. And for this, it applies particularly for this episode. And this is one of my favorite hacks. And I know for everyone, they use different versions of this hack, things that suit them, or apps that suit them, or websites that suit them. But my hack of the day that I want to present to you today is food recipes. Like I mentioned, preparation, this is key. And my hack of choice, or my app of choice, or my recipe website of choice is called Tasty. Tasty, 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 Tasty. Absolutely amazing. There's some amazing recipes, from the cost-effective ones, which I tend to lean into, to the more elaborate ones. It's all there. And it's easy to follow recipes, and you can see pictures. And I would say guaranteed works, because there is the possibility of failure and absolute flops is there. But it's so easy to follow that you would get as close to the perfection of the app, the recipe, as possible. And like I said, I use it a lot. I read into it a lot. I see what can work. It is worth the wait. Now, like I said, you can use recipe websites or apps that suits you best, but Tasty is one I do recommend. In fact, one of the recipes I do recommend is the one pot pasta, and I zhuzh it up with my own additives and own stuff I add to it. And yes, the one pot pasta does mess with the pasta aficionados, the staunch pasta people that say, how can you make pasta in one pot? It should be cooked, boiled with water, and with something else, and to another pot, and one pot. One thing is made dirty, and it's just everything with awful flavor in one pot. So it's worth it. So If you do have your versions of recipes and apps that you, or websites that you listen to or read through, please do add them in the comments, whether on YouTube, Apple, or Spotify, or email me at jason@creativeinsight.com. I'd love to explore more of these recipe websites, because I mean, you can never have too much of food and ideas of how to make certain things. So yes, worth exploring. So please do share. Thank you for listening to Things We Learn on a Monday Morning. I hope you enjoyed it. I really hope you did. Please like and subscribe, leave a comment. We'd love to hear from you. And yeah, until next time.